It's time for another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller. And this week, Dr. Eller is not with us in person.
But she's always with us in spirit.
Oh, man. I could not have said it better myself. Crimson Jeffers from Sylacauga City Schools here with me in studio. Crimson, Dr. Eller, she's on the phone with us here today. First of all, do you hold down the fort when she's gone?
You know what? I could never do such a thing. I just simply do what I'm told.
Okay. Well, I know that, you know, she is, when she is not in the office, obviously there's so many things that, that you look to her for. And so she's so vital, but she is playing a vital role in where she is this week in San Diego.
Absolutely.
And you knowing from being in your background, you know, how important technology is in the way that we tell stories, the way that we communicate, the way that we educate as well. And so, Dr. Eller, you are joining us by phone from San Diego. How are you?
I'm great. Although I left beautiful weather in Alabama, you would think the weather would be great here, but it is 67 degrees.
Well, it is definitely cooler there than it is here. That
but
is for sure.
Not much. It's not too terribly hot.
Yeah,
just yet.
Not terribly. Yeah, that's true. But no, we are so excited that you are joining us and taking time out of your conference where you are presenting and on a panel. This is the ASU plus GSV Summit. Really quick before we jump in, it is a collaboration. It was founded in 2010. It's a collaboration between the Global Silicon Valley and Arizona State University for all things across innovation, for education. And you are one of the panelists on an incredible panel. Your panel is called Enabling Conditions for Scale, Lessons from Ohio Manufacturing and Alabama Cybersecurity. And you were one of, if not one of, the only handful of people from Alabama in this. The conference is really quite impressive when it comes to who is attending. There's more than 7,000 people, 800 plus speakers from 65 countries. You are amongst some of the best leading innovators across the globe this week, and you're from right here at home, here in Sylacauga.
Yeah.
First of all, what does this mean to you to, number one, be just selected for this incredible opportunity?
Well, one, I was extremely honored to be asked to serve on the panel. But two, anytime that I can brag about what we're doing in Sylacauga, I take that challenge on willfully. So the Walton Family Foundation actually provided a scholarship for me to come to the conference and fully compensated all components of it. So to be asked to serve on a panel, then to have a scholarship that provided all the funding, I really could not say no. The panel was a great opportunity, like I said, for us to talk about our cybersecurity program, our partnership with East Alabama Regional Cybersecurity Alliance, as well as our partnership with Digital Promise, that came about from our induction into the League of Innovative Schools, if you remember this past fall.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the importance of making sure that you are on top of all things technology and education is vital. And for you to be there really just shows the leaps and strides that we're making here in Sylacauga. Crimson, you work alongside Dr. Eller so closely. How have you seen these things unfold before we really get into what Dr. Eller has been presenting out in San Diego?
I mean, technology is just constantly changing, right? Like in education, in all aspects of our lives. And so seeing different ways that we can use technology in education and to better tell our story has been so exciting, because there's always something new to be learned. And I think it goes to say, like, how exciting is it that scholarships still exist even when you're not in school? I know our students are getting ready to, they're finishing up their scholarship applications as it is. So it's so exciting to see that scholarships do still exist in all aspects of education.
Oh, without a doubt. And so, Dr. Eller, getting back to you on what specifically you were doing in San Diego, your panel, if you will, again, entitled Enabling Conditions for Scale Lessons from Ohio Manufacturing and Alabama, Alabama Cybersecurity. I just want to kind of give a synopsis of what this is like so that our listening audience can kind of understand the scope of what it is that you are presenting and being questioned about. So it's phrased as, in a fast-changing field like advanced manufacturing and cybersecurity, states can't afford multi-year lag times between industry change and what shows up in classrooms. So this panel spotlights those two efforts, Ohio's manufacturing pathways and Alabama's cybersecurity pathways, of which you are a panelist, unpacking how states and backbone partners are building a system architecture for scale when the skill targets won't sit still. So the clear roles and governance, backbone supports, employer and post-secondary partnerships that refresh quickly, data for continuous improvement, and practical supports that reduce friction for schools. What does this mean? Break it down into layman's terms for us to put our minds around it.
So I had the honor of sitting on this panel with the Educational and Workforce Director from Ohio, from the state of Ohio, which that was so amazing to hear his story, his heart for the state of Ohio, how they are piloting their manufacturing program and using a group called STEMX, National Network, to help them do that work. And then here I'm on the panel with Kim Smith from Digital Promise, who helps lead our efforts with the East Alabama Regional Cybersecurity Alliance. And so we were able to reference both our states. We were able to reference our pathway sustainability, the post-secondary credentialing that's provided, and the industry engagement that is vital for both of these entities really to exist, and what it looks like from a statewide initiative, and what it looks like to say, hey, we have a need in our region, and we're going to form an alliance, and we're going to figure out a way to tackle this need, which is what we've done here in Alabama.
That it makes perfect sense, and it seems just so vital to ensure that all of these pathways are in place, these relationships, these support structures. Dr. Eller, as we wrap this up, where do you see this going? Your thoughts overall on the conference itself, and how this is just going to continue to evolve as we move forward with the way that technology is ever changing?
Well, I have never had the opportunity to attend the conference. So I will say at first glance, it's a lot to take in. You have, like I said, thousands of participants here from K-12 to higher ed to business industry, lots of partners. I've been able to go in and out of sessions. I've been able to listen to panel discussions on a lot on AI integration, which, as you know, we are rolling that out in our district with our AI integration team. I've been able to listen to best practices from other states, other districts, and then I've been able to learn about even some different career workforce development tools that are out there that, once again, I didn't know existed. To me, it's important, one, not only to tell our story, but two, to have the opportunity to get a first glance and to stay on top of what's happening in our world. You know, I can't lead us where I need to lead us if I'm not up to date on really where education's headed to. And so I think it's, you know, I hate to be gone. To be exact, I'm flying back a day early. I'm flying back today. The conference doesn't end until late today, but I'm flying back today because I hate to be gone. But at the same time, it's been so beneficial for me to learn all this information that I can then come back and lead us in the next direction that we need to be led to.
Well, Dr. Eller, you are instrumental in making sure that these efforts are implemented and overseen and really executed. And we are so thankful for that leadership. And we wish you the safest of travels back home today, just in time for the tour of schools.
I know
that is happening on Friday.
I told her that she couldn't be gone and leave me stranded for the second one.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is going to be happening on Friday. And Crimson, tell us about what people can expect.
So Friday, we're going to take our people that have signed up. We're going to take them through our secondary schools, so our middle and our high school. And then in about a week and a half, we'll take some other tours through the elementary side of it. So we're super excited to open up our doors for everybody to see what's happening in Sylacauga.
And you'll be able to see some of these tech pieces at work.
Absolutely.
And be able to really get a good hands-on understanding of what Sylacauga City Schools has to offer. Dr. Yes. Michelle Eller, thank you so much for being here. And, of course, Crimson Jeffers for being here in the studio as well.
Well, thank you for enabling me to call in before I have to catch my flight. I just wanted to add, you know, we are preparing students for the day after graduation. And so that's extremely important to us, that we equip them to be the very best that they can be to leave us and be successful. So with that requires that we always are lifelong learners in order to really instill in them what we need to instill in them.
Couldn't say it any better myself. Thank you so much, Dr. Eller, and safe travels.
Safe travels.
Thank you.